This is the story of Captain Stormfield's visit to heaven by Mark Twain. We'll begin at the beginning with Mr. Twain's opening note. I knew Captain Stormfield well. I made 3 long sea voyages with him in his ship. He was a rugged, weather-tanned sailor, with a picked-up education, a sterling good heart, an iron will, abundant pluck, unshakable beliefs and convictions, and a confidence in himself which had no discoverable limits. He was open, frank, communicative, affectionate, and as honest, simple, and as genuine as a dog. He was deeply religious by nature and by the training of his mother, and a fluent and desolating swearer by the training of his father, and by the necessities of his occupation. He was born on his father's ship. He had spent his entire life at sea, had seen the edges of all lands, and the interiors of none. And when I first knew him, he was 65 years old, and his glossy black hair and whiskers were beginning to show threads of gray. But there was no trace of age in his body yet, nor in his determined spirit, and the fires that burned in his eyes were the fires of youth. He was a lovable man when people pleased him, but a tough person to deal with when the case was otherwise. He had a good deal of imagination, and it probably colored his statements of fact, but if this was so, he was not aware of it. He made no statements which he did not believe to be true. When he told me about his strange and uncanny adventures in the Devil's Racetrack, a vast area in the south.